reasonable price, and we pass the savings on to you. We've bought loads of Samsung appliances, all at huge savings. These Samsung appliances are at prices so low, we can't even advertise them. And on top of the lowest price, receive cash rebates on select Samsung purchases. Check out the look of this line at any of our six showrooms and online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on it.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
the monkey's doing it.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 15th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You got to know how to spell it. And you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. But that's part of a song that has nothing to do with Schaefer. Here's what does have to do with them. They have 10 locations. And you're in an accident. This is the body shop. These are the only hands you want on your car. We'll talk more about how to find them, their website, and a whole bunch of other stuff, and a joke, and all of that. But first, control board operator extraordinaire, I give you Eon the Peon. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, maybe a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Now, you can't make it simpler for people than that. How do you get a hold of Mark and Jason? MarkandJason.com. Mm-hmm. That's as easy as it gets.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of easy, a lot of people say that Dan Strauss has an easy style on the bass guitar. He's been compared to some of the greats.
John Entwistle, Chris Squire.
Yep, those are just a couple. He's been compared to many. You say, wow, he's on radio and plays bass in the band. Oh, but wait, there's more. How about broadcast professor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the list goes on and on. So I won. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're so kind, yeah.
And I don't know that Rad Boy's going to make any money with this, but he said there are no products on the market for conjoined people. You know, like joined at the head or the hip.
Yeah.
So he has come out with Siamese... What?
Cheese.
Siamese cheese. It's two pieces of cheese, like, stuck together, and he's going to market them to the conjoined crowd.
Good luck with that.
Like a grilled cheese sandwich?
Yeah, that they could both share or something like that, I guess. Hey, look who's playing polka. Bruce Lipprest in the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Sets of are there? Do we know how many there are now? Right now in the world?
In the world,
like 50 or something. It's not. Yeah, conjoined. You're not supposed to call them Siamese twins. Remember that?
Yeah. Why
did that become a bad thing?
I don't know.
Everything becomes politically incorrect. Siamese twins. So what? That's not. I don't know why that would be offensive. We've talked about this before. Wouldn't that be about the most bizarre life? Stuck to somebody?
Yeah.
Would you like to be stuck? Back to back, hip to hip, face to face? Face to face would be bad.
That would
be bad.
Yeah.
Conjoined at the stomach.
I would think at the hip. Because,
yeah, side by side.
Yeah, side by side, because then, you know, there's bathroom issues. If you're stuck side by side or...
And I know you're not supposed to laugh, but come on. If you're truthful,
yeah.
When you start trying to envision some conjoined activities,
yeah.
it's
Oh yeah.
I have there ever been any? There have been face-to-face, haven't there?
Oh, yeah. To the forehead and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You're joined at the forehead.
Yeah.
If he belches, it's in your face.
Oh, yeah.
That's because that has no choice.
Yeah.
It's fused forehead to forehead. He sneezes.
Oh.
Your boogers are on him.
Yeah. What did you eat?
Oh, man. There's a special place for those people, and a special place, I believe, for us, for laughing.
Yes.
But how can you help it if you're honest? We are brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body. They're in the body work, body restoration business, whatever you want to call it. Some people, like me, get the slightest door ding. They can't get the face to Schaefer fast enough. People like Dan, the whole rear door of his van. I'll never let you forget this.
I know.
I saw the back of it many days in the garage.
I know.
And as months went by, I thought, and it was just caved in.
They'll get it fixed.
Like, any one of you listening, if you just rammed as hard as you could in the back of his van, that's what it looked like. And I thought, well, it's been a month. I bet it's about to go in to be repaired. And then I thought, well, it's been 3 years. And then there are people like me that little ding, I just can't get it there fast enough. And then all the people in between. But when you do have it done, you want it done right. You don't want anybody to be able to tell, especially you, in any light, in any kind of... It's like it never happened. The perfect slogan for Schaefer. So you get in an accident, you know what to do. The police, the insurance company, and of course, Schaefer Auto Body. If you go to their website, all the addresses and phone numbers are there. SchaeferAutoBody.com. Man, where to start? We have... It's a commercial running. It's one of those ask your doctor about, and, you know, fill in the blank. It's called Cosyntex. It's for psoriasis. And you've probably seen these. It's like somebody on the bus, and you see her kind of sad face, and you hear her thought of, don't look at me for my skin or what I look. Look for me. Look at me for who I really am. It's like, I've got psoriasis, so people look at me weird. Well, first of all, when's the last time you saw anybody and said, I think that person has psoriasis? I wouldn't even know what that is.
I don't know.
How's it looking?
Is it a rash?
Yeah, it's just kind of a rash. But most of the times you can hide it on clothing. I don't know if it's always...
like on your face or something
but,
like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but it's on your face. That's embarrassing. But here's a line in the TV commercial. After it tells you about, you hear these voices of these people, after you hear three or four or five of them say, I wish people could see me for who I really am. Well, then the announcer comes in and goes, if you have psoriasis, ask your doctor about Cosyntex. And then they do that, not for anyone who's pregnant, or blah, blah, blah. And then there's this line, do not use if you're allergic to Cosyntex. Really?
That makes sense.
Cosyntex may be for you, but don't use it if you're allergic to Syntex.
How would you know if you're allergic to it and you haven't used it?
Exactly. Now, yesterday, I thought I lost my driver's license. It's a long story. I had the last I could remember is I had taken my driver's license out, and I showed it to a female police officer. Not going to go into detail, but she was very nice, and she handed it back to me. And that's as far as I could get in my mind. Where is my driver's license? So I get on the Department of Revenue, Jeff City. Oh, my goodness. What do I have to do to get a license? I found the license. It was... in sort of the haste or maybe a little bit of nervousness with the officer, and then she hands it back and goes, okay, thank you. Normally, I would have put the proof of insurance in the glove compartment and my driver's license back in my money clip. I carry a money clip. In sort of, I guess, the haste of it all, I put them both in the glove compartment. Now, when I look at my money clip and there's no driver's license, you know what that's like.
Oh, panic.
It'd be like going on our trip, and 2 hours before you go, what do you mean you can't find our passports? It is panic. But my question is this. Can you drive if, let's say I had not realized that I'd lost my driver's license. I'm unaware of it. I get in the car. I'm going to Westport or whatever. I get stopped because I see your license, and you go, whoa, wait a minute. I can't find my license. And I'm sure the cops think, you know, yeah, we've heard that before. So what is the penalty, do we know, if you're driving and you don't have it on you?
I think.
I don't think it's a big, bad penalty.
No, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think they could write you a ticket for not having proper ID.
Misdemeanor.
And then you could go to court and say you get your license. If you realize you've lost it, then you go get a new one, and then you take it to court and show the judge, and then they may just throw everything out. But
so you can drive without a physical license on you.
I don't know.
The excuse is good, and it matches up with what they when they check you out in the database.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The expression, bat out of hell, can somebody explain that to me? Where do bats like to be? They like to be in dark places, right?
Yeah, caves.
Right.
Dark and hang up. So what does that mean? He was going like a bat out of hell. What does that mean?
Going really fast.
Why would a bat be any bigger in any bigger hurry to get out of hell than anybody else?
Well, I think bats like cool, dark places. So
I've heard the expression cool cat. I bet that's where that came from.
Cool bat.
Hey, he's a cool dark cat, man. He's a cool dark bat.
Yeah. Maybe bats want to get out of hell because it's hot.
I don't know. All right, this is not a Chevy. Forgive me, John Londoff, but it is a story in the news. And I don't think I like this feature. Volkswagen, it's called a Golf hatchback, has introduced gesture controlling of your infotainment system. You change stations by waving your hand. Uh-huh. I don't think I like this.
No, they've done that with some automated.
What if you're Italian and you're talking to somebody next to you in the car? It just keeps changing stations while you're talking because your hands are flying around. I think I made you reach up and kind of like swipe or something. I don't think I like it. Except if I would get it and go, ooh, this is really cool. Do we need that? Are we now to the point where we can't reach up? A lot of this is push screen, touch screen anyway. We can't even do that. Our hand can't make it quite to the screen.
Yeah.
So we just swipe it before, and it recognizes the gesture. Wow. This is a swipe gesture to move the horizontally arranged menu items left or right. Okay, just like you're moving pages on an iPad, except you're doing it in the air. You're not touching it. Do you get it? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're just kind of swiping in the air.
Is Pian falling asleep on me? You're not even touching a screen. It's one thing to swipe a screen that you're touching, but to just reach up in the air and have a move.
Right.
What's next, man? I mean, we are the Jetsons plus.
But they could tell, they could, you could talk it, but can't you say that now? Change stations.
You know, I tried it. I don't use that on my car. I never use it. I don't know why.
Yeah, they have voice commands.
Yeah, but do you use it? I don't use it.
No.
I never use it because every time I try, I say the wrong command. They go, you hit the microphone, can I help you? And they go, I want to call somebody. I'm sorry, I did not understand that command. And then you got to figure out what the right commands are.
Yeah.
So I just don't mess with it. Never have.
It's like speed dialing. I've never used that either.
I don't do speed dial either because you still have to remember what number goes with what person. I mean, oh, 7 is Pian. I've never used speed dial. All right. Now there's, in addition to the girls at Wellesley College sobbing because Hillary didn't win, in addition to the guy in Osage Beach who called the police, and they went over and he was trying to kill himself because Hillary didn't win. Boy, oh boy, there must be an awful lot of people that were in her camp that are really, really sad and down. Now, this is out of USA Today. It says retailers they're expecting kind of a depressed holiday shopping season because they think too many people are too depressed to shop.
Man.
What? They interviewed one woman. She said, I'm definitely going to spend less because I have investments, and they're afraid of what might happen to their investments with Donald Trump. Hey, she'd be afraid of what might happen with anybody. There is a Toy Hall of Fame. There actually is one. And they have announced their newest inductees. I don't know what this is. The Little People. What is that?
Oh, Little People toys, yeah.
Just been inducted. Are they little figurines or
yeah,
puppets?
Absolutely,
or?
Yeah. I had all those when I was a kid. They had
different buildings,
barns, airports. Yeah, they were little plastic people.
Other finalists? And if either one of you had one of these, tell the truth. I want to know. Care Bear.
No. I don't think I had Care Bear.
That's kind of girly. To me, it's a little girly.
Although I had a Cabbage Patch.
That's not girly.
Kid.
That's different. That's not girly. Care Bear. That's a little too soft for a guy. Other inductees. I've heard of this. Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Rock'em Sock'em Robots are awesome.
I knew Dan would know. They're in the Hall of Fame now.
Cool. They should have been there a long time ago.
Well, Transformers is the next one. Absolutely, yeah. Transformers have to be in. Nerf foam balls just made it. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm.
Little basketball hoops inside the house. All these little games you could play, and it's just a little Nerf balls. It doesn't hurt anything.
I remember when all the Nerf stuff first came out, and they were talking about throwing balls in the house and everything, and playing basketball and going crazy, and it won't hurt the furniture or anything.
That's a good story.
Yeah, thanks. Mm.
Didn't we pretty much just say all that same stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
I thought we did. Maybe we didn't. Maybe I'm mistaken. Uno is in the Toy Hall of Fame. I played it once or twice a million years ago. I couldn't tell you how to play it. You know how to play Uno?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not a card person. Clue is in the Hall of Fame. I did have a Clue board game when I was a kid. I didn't like it. I don't know. I just didn't like it. Oh, come on. You got to be kidding me. I just saw Pinball has just now made it to the Toy Hall of Fame. You think Pinball is a toy? I do. Wouldn't you consider it a toy?
I would consider that a video game. I don't know. Arcade game.
That's a good point. Now, how could this happen? Just now inducted in the Hall of Fame, the generic coloring book. That should have been in the original charter.
Yeah,
really?
Coloring book. And bubble wrap is in the Hall of Fame as a toy. I saw the greatest TV commercial a couple nights ago, and it was a dad waiting up late. His daughter's out on a date. He knows that she has a particular way of tiptoeing up the stairs, so he lays bubble wrap on the steps, and when she comes home, you just hear pop, 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 and she tries to run, and the faster she tries to get past them, the more they pop. It's pretty funny. Bubble wrap is one of those things that you can give a kid a $100 gift, and don't get your feelings hurt, new parents, if they play with it about 30 seconds, and then they spend an hour with an empty cardboard box. And that's why bubble wrap is so great. Give them a big old box of bubble wrap.
But yeah,
those bubbles is fun.
The newest toy for this Christmas is, and it's already sold out everywhere, of course, that seems to be, it's a Hatchimal. I just saw that today.
Is that like Whack-A-Mole?
No, it's like a stuffed animal, but it comes to you in a...
Oh,
egg, and so over the time, more you play with it,
oh,
it starts
goodness.
Moving around, and it eventually hatches out of the.
The more you play with it, it starts moving around.
Yeah,
tell me about it.
And it starts.
And it pops out.
It hatches out of the eggs, and so it evolves over time.
You're creating life.
It's like those Tamagotchis. Remember those virtual pets?
The more you had to feed them.
The more you play with them, the more they evolve. Yeah.
And they could die on you, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hatchimals. It's Hatchimal. Like 60 bucks, I think. But they're, of course, it's the hot new toy, so you can't find it anywhere.
Is there mandatory time to spend with it, or it dies like that?
I don't think it dies, but I think it just evolves more, and it knows its birthday. It'll sing happy birthday, I guess, when it changes, I don't know, a year or a month? I don't know.
Hatchimals.
Like animals that hatch at the
moment. Okay, like Bill Cosby, Cliff Hatchimal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The Hatchimals. The Hatchimals, yeah. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This will really finish out our veterans tribute, and we'll just tack it on to yesterday's joke, because they're similar. And I think it's been long enough. We can do this again. You know, people ask me a lot of times, Frank, what do you think FM DJs do after their careers are over? Because in many cases, they're young. I said military. That's the only place they'll have them. Think about it. What skill? Where are you going to go and go, oh, I was on FM radio, and they go, okay, you're the foundry supervisor. No, it's tough for FM DJs. So a lot of times they go in the military, and this is the story of two FM DJs who enlist, and they become soldiers, and they're in for quite a while before they get a real weekend pass, you know, time to go out and paint the town, as they say. I don't know what that means, but paint the town. So they're in the barracks getting ready Friday night, and oh, they're all fired up. And the next weekend, same thing. They're the most fired up guys in the whole barracks. And one of the other soldiers says, hey, you two FM DJs. Yeah, we got so giddy and happy about it. You went out last weekend, and now you're even more excited. What do you stumble on something? What do you got? And they go, yeah, we stumbled on something, all right. Dandy Candy McLean. He says, you mean 38 triple D Dandy Candy McLean down at the diner? You go, yeah, you got that right. Yeah, she likes us. She likes us a lot. And he says, have you boys been with her? If you know what I mean, been with her? You go, yep, both of us a couple of times. He goes, well, congratulations. Probably got yourself a big old case of gonorrhea. And they just kind of blew it off and went, yeah, whatever. As they walked away, one says the other. He goes, well, what did he just, what's that? What is that, gonorrhea? Is that what he said? What is that? See, they're not smart. They're FM DJs. Not real bright. He said, I thought he said gonorrhea. He said, what is that? When he says, you got yourself a... He says, I don't know. He said, well, let's go look it up, man. So they finally manage to look it up. And one of the FM DJs says to the other, he goes, whew, all right. I found out what it is. It's some nasty, nasty stuff. We don't have to worry. His buddy says, why? He goes, well, it says right here, it's a disease of the privates. We're sergeants.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving. Here's Frank Ladd.
In a word, in areas it's not. Eastbound on Highway 64, you are stop and go from just east of the Kings Highway exit all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 remains heavy from Park Avenue through the Poplar. Eastbound Highway 70 between Salisbury and the Poplar Street Bridge. Also ramping onto the Mutual Veterans Bridge and approaching Highway 64. Seeing quite a bit of volume there as well. Volume both directions on Route 3 between Queenie and Monsanto. Westbound on 64. Wow, you're on the brakes now from before Union Station near 14th Street near the Scott Trade Center through McCaws and southbound on 170. Stop and go between Page and Highway 64. Southbound on 270. Stop and go between Dorset and Doherty Ferry. Heavy south of there down towards Tesson Ferry. Westbound on Highway 44. You're going to see some volume between Lindbergh and 270. Then you're on the brakes again from the Merrimack River Bridge up to a stall that's reportedly in the left center lane before you get to 141. So it's a long, heavy stretch on westbound 44. Eastbound 44 ramping on to southbound 270. Pretty heavy as well from before the Merrimack River Bridge. Eastbound on 64. You're on the brakes between 270 in pockets through Big Bend. Westbound 64 from 141 through the Chesterfield Valley. Lots of delays out there this evening. This update brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything you need to promote your business. From business cards, brochures, and banners to pens, magnets, and calendars, visit staples.com/copy and print for more. Staples, make more happen. Frank Ladd with KTRS Vincent Mortgage Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. Big Sports Show.
Hello, it's Jim Huer on Tuesday night show. We have Talking Football with Jim Thomas in the 8 o'clock hour. Brendan Weese and I break down the latest college football playoff poll, and we'll have some hot stove league talk.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
"Let's build a fire."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that!
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile.
Ah!
You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew.
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too, which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. Learn how you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-300-0842. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-300-0842. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-300-0842. That's 1-800-300-0842.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Newbiotics is so effective it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Newbiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Newbiotics. 1-800-600-2719. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-600-2719. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-600-2719.
Get rid of that chronic knee pain today with Joint Rejuvenation Therapy. A new treatment is now available here in St. Louis. This remarkably effective treatment replenishes fluids in your joints, decreases friction, and alleviates pain. The patient satisfaction reports are amazing. Want to learn more? Call Superior Healthcare Physical Medicine now. Call 314-394-1923. Joint Rejuvenation Therapy is non-surgical. No steroids either. It's FDA approved. And yes, it is covered by Medicare and health insurance. If your knees hurt when you stand up, walk, or climb stairs, it's time to get relief with Joint Rejuvenation Therapy. It's now available in our area. Call the Knee Pain Center at Superior Healthcare Physical Medicine on Manchester Road. Get a free consultation at 314-394-1923. You don't have to live with that knee pain anymore. Call the Knee Pain Center at Superior Healthcare now. 314-394-1923.
All right, let's talk refinancing. And, of course, you know I'm now going to talk about Stuart Rosenblum and Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. You can either listen to me talk about this or just pick up the phone now, because this was a reminder for you to call 314-324-4440. Why do it now? Well, interest rates are on the verge of going higher, and I don't want you to be the one to say, "Ah, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this." Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at Stuart's AMC. NMLSC.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675699.
Mike Mudry here with USA Mortgage. We are honored to sponsor the 109th Turkey Day game. We have been a staple of the St. Louis community since 2001, and we take pride in being part of a great St. Louis tradition. USA Mortgage is the number one mortgage lender in both St. Louis and the state of Missouri. We have the knowledge and expertise to help the first-time homebuyer or the seasoned homeowner. Please contact me for a no-cost or obligation consultation. 314-503-6024. I look forward to helping you, your friends, and your family.
Mike Mudry, NMLS number 57655, USA Mortgage address 12140, Woodcrest and Second Drive, Suite 150, St. Louis, Missouri 63141, USA Mortgage, NMLS 227262, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
Hey, did you know that Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis? You might be saying, you know what? I was there just last week. Well, you need to go again because Encore is constantly changing their inventory and they consist of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There's something for everyone at Encore. To learn more, go to EncoreSTL.net or better yet, pay them a visit at Encore Consignment Gallery.
Hi. Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, a retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you
got a little more time, I would play you just a little bit of a song called Daddy's Hands, recorded by Holly Dunn in the 80s. She just passed away. For those of you who were with us in the country music days, Dan, do you remember that name, Holly Dunn?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, 59 years old, ovarian cancer.
Wow.
So that just announced just a moment ago. That's too bad, Holly Dunn. Going out in Southern California, checking with Mike Evans. That is made possible by you-know-who, Annie Gunn's restaurant, right next door, the Smokehouse Market. They will go through thousands of gift cards this season. They do all year. So remember that. There's a reason for that. Always a good gift idea. On the east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Guns and the Smokehouse present Mike Evans. So you sound like you're feeling pretty good.
I'm feeling fine. Okay. I'm having a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm. Did you know who Holly Dunn was?
You're never
really a country music guy. Dan and I worked in country music, and there's a great song called Daddy's Hands. Her dad was a Church of Christ preacher, and she wrote a song about him. And it's a really great song that made it to number one. Daddy's Hands, Holly Dunn. So what's going on?
What about Daddy's Home?
Did Wayne Newton, who did that?
Oh.
No, Daddy's Home. Yeah. Daddy's Home. Yeah, who did that corny thing?
Joy Page.
Wow.
Joy Page.
You
Joy
are
Page,
old.
Whose real name was Joy, he's still alive, Joy Sorceress, who grew up next door to Don and Phil Everly, and even went into the U.S. Marines with the Everly Brothers.
Hmm. Listen to the man with the knowledge of the music business.
Thought you'd want to know. My quiz question, name the name of the hottie who has spent millions and millions of on Michael Jackson memorabilia, Lady Gaga. Selena Gomez. Sofia Vergara. Karen Underwood.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I mean, I don't quite understand this. All these anti-Trump protesters in New York, California, Oregon, and Washington disrupting the lives of thousands of people who live in those states and all those states that were won by Hillary. I mean, they're burning property and destroying property and causing havoc in those states, all Hillary states that was won easily by Hillary Clinton. And they're Trump protesters. What up?
Well, that's the very reason. That's why they think that because she won there, something's wrong and she should be in. You know what, Mike, and you know this. Look at the average age of these protesters. They couldn't even tell you who the Secretary of State is right now. They're just something to do.
They're ridiculous.
Something to do. It is ridiculous.
I have a thing. I was going to use tomorrow, but I'll tell you about it today. At Bethesda, Washington, they requested this company that has dogs.
Right.
Comfort dogs.
Mm. Right. Support dogs.
Support dogs. You know, they bring in to Bethesda for the soldiers that are in the hospital.
Right.
Can't get out. They didn't have any available because they've been loaned to colleges for the kids.
I know. Heard that.
The comfort dogs because they're so upset about the election.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. The world's gone crazy.
You can't make this stuff up.
No, that's ridiculous.
Movie heads up. Rules don't apply. It won't open for a couple of weeks, but this is a great film. It's a love story about two young people who hide their love from their boss, Howard Hughes, played by Warren Beatty, who also wrote and directed this movie. And Hughes, who he plays, could not be more of a nut in ever.
Wait a minute, Howard Hughes, a nut?
Isn't that amazing? It's going to be a great movie. You're going to love it, and I'm going to review it next week. Now I will be reviewing this week Fantastic Beasts with Eddie Redmayne, Johnny Depp, John Voight. Colin Farrell, see, I can't remember who else is in it. There was a secret society of witches and wizards living in New York City 100 years before Harry Potter. That's what the whole thing is about. Unbelievable effects.
Peon's all upset. He was ready to go. Peon misread the name of it first. It was Fantastic Breasts.
I'm sorry.
That's a bummer.
And Magnificent Breasts is another one. Only thing I can say about this movie now is wow, it's really good.
Okay.
Keto Jackson is getting his brothers and sisters together for a 50th year anniversary.
About time.
Concert at the Apollo in New York.
About time.
However,
there's always a however in life. Let me guess, some kind of family infighting or something.
Well, LaToya and Janet Jackson said they don't want to be a part of it.
Told you.
Yeah. They're the only ones with any talent. I think I'll go to the dentist.
I couldn't go because I remember Janet did that dirty thing with that.
Pulled out her breasts, the areola, nipple, and everything.
I didn't go for that.
I cannot support her.
What she does because I don't go for that.
We don't go for that, Franco.
Nope.
Me and you don't go for that.
Right.
I heard this is exclusive on the Frank Opinion Radio broadcast.
Listen up, folks. This is the first time anybody's
heard
this.
First time bulletin on Frank Opinion Radio broadcast.
Oh, boy.
Go for it.
Donald Trump is considering naming Barack Obama his Secretary of Golf. Hello?
Secretary of Golf?
Now, is that on?
Oh, it's supposed to be a joke.
Oh.
Secretary of Golf.
I tell you, Mike, look. You're a friend of the show. You're one of us. You're on the show. We're going to do for you what we all do for ourselves. Do unto others. This is what I say, as you do unto yourself in the studio. We're going to edit that awkward thing out that just happened.
Okay? Wasn't it good?
Well, it wasn't, but I don't want people to hear that. I don't want people to hear it. So we are going to redo it, and you're going to do it again, but you're going to get the backup and support and laughter you deserve, okay?
Okay.
So three, and you, I'll pick it up with, and you pick up with... hey, did you hear okay, 3, 2, 1.
Here's a bulletin.
Bulletin.
I don't know if you've heard, but...
No.
But Donald Trump is considering naming Barack Obama his Secretary of Golf.
See, and now the audience will never hear the first. They won't know what happened.
Yeah.
It just sound like it went right over.
1 to 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones will release a new album in December. It has 12 new songs. It took them 77 hours to record. It'll make $100 million.
Is that all?
77 hours to make. It'll make at least $100 million.
Damn.
People living in Colorado are thrilled that California has passed the legalization of marijuana. They hope that the 100,000 Californians who moved to Colorado when they legalized pot will finally go home.
Wait. Do they actually think 100,000 people moved because of that?
They moved that same year.
Man.
Oh, my God. You just got a serious pot problem if you leave your state to go where there's, you know, recreational marijuana.
And finally.
I was trying to stall and keep this from ever coming, but it's inevitable. Mm.
What's that? Oh, well, finally.
The end, yeah.
I just like to think of it as just a hesitation.
A brief hesitation.
23-hour, 55-minute break.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it. That's a good
name the
one.
Name of the hottie who spent millions and millions of by Michael Jackson memorabilia, Lady Gaga, Selena Gomez, Sofia Vergara, and Carrie Underwood.
Oh, man. I'll say Selena.
Carrie Underwood.
See, Carrie Underwood is the least likely. The most obvious would be Lady Gaga. So I'm going to go with her, Gaga.
Collects jackets, shoes, shirts, even socks, hats, even some of his furniture. Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
That's right, homie. You take it easy. You take the high road, homie. And that's why you get things right. You're blessed, homie.
I'm blessed.
I guess, yeah.
I know that. Mm-hmm. I got it. See, that she's the one you're supposed to think, well, that's too likely, so it's probably not her. And then sometimes it is. Lady Gaga. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. You know where they are, Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff. And, wow. There's a reason they're both great places. Same great owner who knows how to do what they do. So well. Mark and Jason, that's Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Peon says hi to him every day. I say, I'm your sponsor, and then he gives out the thing, and we all do it in unison, and you'll hear it. You'll hear it tomorrow. You folks who are changing jobs, congratulations. Good luck. I hope it's a great job and everything you want it to be, or you wouldn't be moving and changing, and it's scary and risky. But if you had a 401k or some other kind of retirement account at your old place, you better know the answers to some questions, or you better know somebody who does. That somebody would be Mark and Jason. And I would like for you to consider a meeting with them if you have $25,000 or more. They have over 28 years that they built a very strong practice of giving people good, solid financial advice. There was Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel's a member of SIPC and NYSE, and you may already have a financial advisor. That's okay. It's not against the law to get a second opinion, and it's complimentary. You set it up. No charge, no pressure. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
All right. Time for a final check on traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. Several accidents to be aware of. Eastbound Highway 270 in North County, the left lane currently blocked near Lindbergh. Southbound Highway 270, the left lane blocked near Manchester. Yet westbound 44, that earlier stall has turned into a crash just before 141. That crash is blocking the left lane as well. You're backed up to before 270 westbound on Highway 44. Southbound on 270, the delays start at Page through Manchester. Eastbound on 270, you're heavy from before 370 up through the incident at Lindbergh. Southbound on 170, stop and go between Page and Highway 64. Eastbound on Highway 64, delays remain from before Grand, just in between Kings Highway and Grand, all the way through the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound on 64, you're heavy from before Compton now, out through the McCausland area. Also seeing pockets of volume eastbound on Highway 64, headed towards the city from 270 in pockets up towards Big Bend. Quite a few delays as well. Westbound on Highway 70 this afternoon, approaching the work zone near Florissant Avenue and Hanley Road. This update is brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices for your business. For laptops, tablets, and smartphones, tech services like setup and repair, visit staples.com/tech services for details. Staples, make more happen. Frank Ladd in the KTRS Vinson Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vinson Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. At Buffalo Wild Wings, try their next sauce creation. Kickin' honey garlic. Sweet with a little kick, this sauce was made for kickoff while supplies last. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Thank you for joining us. Dr. Doug is with us tomorrow, so get your pet questions ready. And thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
White students on a Ladue school bus tell black students to move to the back of the bus. We'll tell you how the district is responding and what the NAACP is saying about that incident.
We as moms were sickened by this.
A sign of support from strangers wanting justice for Jax, a baby fighting for his life while his parents face child abuse charges.
Tonight, a St. Louis Football Hall of Famer really coming through for a high school band.
Ice skating in the middle of downtown. The winter reality coming during Winterfest.
Good evening, I'm Sandy Miller.
And I'm John Brown, in for Rafer Weigel. Two students from Ladue Horton Watkins High School are disciplined after a racial incident on a bus.
Fox 2's Chandrea Thomas is here now with the other steps the school